Wisconsin's Green Fire considers the recovery of gray wolves in the state a conservation success story.
We believe that it's one that all Wisconsin citizens can justifiably be proud of.
For those of you not familiar with it, Green Fire promotes conservation in Wisconsin through science-based management. In response to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife decision to delist gray wolves, the organization is recommending steps the Wisconsin DNR should take in creating a new wolf management plan. Adrian Weidevin is a wildlife biologist who works with Green Fire. He's studied wolves in Wisconsin for decades.
I headed up the DNR's wolf committee when we developed our 1999 plan. Now that's a 21-year-old document, and it's now too old a document to really be guiding our current wolf management.
While a new management plan is being created, Green Fire wants the DNR to maintain the current wolf population, which is at minimum around 900. It also wants the DNR to respect cultural views of the wolves held by Native Americans and incorporate public perception of the species.
Within the areas where wolves are living, there seems to be a decline in wolf attitudes. Statewide, I think we do see that there is strong support, and in general in wolf range, most people do support wolves.
There's also some key language in state law that Green Fire would like to see changed. In 2012, the language in a law was changed to make it so the DNR had to hold a wolf hunt if the species was no longer listed as an endangered species by federal or state government.
It requires the DNR to hold a harvest instead of allowing the DNR to hold a harvest. So we would like to really have that change to May and give more power back to DNR and the general public as to determining how we harvest the wolf population.
You can read the full report of Green Fire's wolf management goals and plans for Wisconsin on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.